And we all run out. We all have some kind of detail that is different from the rest. And when you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will find different things that are spoken about Jesus, the resurrection. And here Luke begins with the 13th verse. Now, after these things have happened on the same day, and he's talking about the resurrection, he's writing about the resurrection. And on that same day, two of them, disciples that had witnessed the crucifixion, had been in the upper room. It's amazing how these gospel writers take what is theirs and mold it by the power of the Holy Spirit. That they were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" And they stood, their faces downcast, looking sad, probably tearing up and wondering. And one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem and do not know these things that have happened in these days?" And he says, "What things?" So far, God's word. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about that precious life that you have. And I want you to think about the stresses, the strains, and the pressures that you have. It seems like we're always going. From the time the alarm rings, if the alarm does ring for you, or from the time that you get up or see the light, from the time of that first awakening till the time that you lay your head back on your pillow at night, you face so many differences. And you face so many kinds of trials and tribulations. You know, I look around, there's a farmer. There's a farmer that has all different kinds of things that go on that we don't go on, that we don't know. But we face them as people of God. We face all of these trials and tribulations, and we wonder about that. That the day is so short. Really, the day is short. That all these things happen. And yet, God tells us, he says, "Walk with me. Walk with me. I want to hear you." And as we walk, we talk. And as we talk, God listens. And I want you to think about that as I take your life on a little walk today. Because we're going to talk and walk. And we're going to discover that each and every one of us has stresses and strains. We have pressures that we can't even comprehend. We can't comprehend what you go through. We can't even think and match the pressures and the stresses that you have. When I would get up early, when we lived in Mapleton, Iowa, and I would go out on my walk, and it would be dark, and I would go beyond, by houses, of course, on the streets, and I would wonder what's going on in that house. I could not even fathom the pressures, the stresses, and the strains that were going on in that house. Oh, I can probably well imagine, because Karen and I raised our kids, I could imagine the problems that parents have nowadays with their children of how to shut off all of the devices and go to sleep at night
and rise the next morning and go to school and doing that day in and day out. And Karen working, and I'm trying to put together a sermon and a worship service and all of those things. But going by the houses, yeah, I knew who they were, but I couldn't imagine what they were going through because it was different than I. And yes, it was the same because it was pressures and stresses and strains of living, because each of us has those things that happen. Because our life is a difficult venture. God didn't say that it was going to be rose petals and cream and sugar along the way. He told us that we were going to witness for him. And he told us now that we're going to suffer many different kinds of things. Persecution, famine, nakedness, all over the place. But as Paul recounts those words, that they're not going to separate us from the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus, no matter what we face. Because we face different kinds of things, but they're all the same. Because we face them. We face the hills. We face the potholes. We face the curves. I'm not really talking about the curves. I'm talking about when God throws us a curveball, when he allows things to happen in our lives. A sickness, a relationship falling apart, a broken leg. Those things happen in our lives. They're difficult ventures. Oh, we can see the world and we know the world. We know what's happening. We know about the guns. We know about the violence. We read about it. We hear about it each and every day. And we wonder if God really cares. That's when God says, come along with me today and I'll walk with you. I want you to tell me what's going on in your life. I don't want you to hold anything back. I want you to let me have it. That's what God tells us. And I'll hear you. I'll hear all the words you speak. And I will answer you in my time, according to my will. So we are on a difficult journey. A journey from the cradle to the grave. And in between those two points of being born and dying and being put into the grave, we are going to be facing interesting adventures. We're going to be facing difficult days. We're going to be facing sitting in a chair wondering if I should put my shoes on and get up and go out to do stuff. We're going to be living during this time. And God wants us to walk with him. And God opens up the scriptures to us. And he says, do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And just a chapter before that, the Isaiah the prophet also writes, do not fear. Fear not. God uses those words so many times. Fear not. Do not be afraid. He wants us to understand that he is with us and that he is walking with us and that he is using his word to lift us up and to encourage us. And you see here in this chapter of Luke that Luke is telling us that these two men are walking on the road to Emmaus. They're discussing with one another. They're most likely trying to encourage one another
and to help each other along in their daily walk of life. And all of a sudden, Jesus starts to walk with them. And it's like, wait a minute here, we didn't see you come up. You know, where did you come from? And so Jesus says, what are you talking about? Are you the only one that's been in Jerusalem all these days and doesn't know about all these things? And Jesus says, what things? What are you talking about? And so they talk about the resurrection. They talk about the crucifixion and the resurrection. And the lady, the women going to the graveside, and Simon Peter going, and now I'm coming back. And our minds are just twirling. Our hearts are shaking. We don't know what's going on. And Jesus says, oh, foolish of heart, listen to what I have to tell you about the Bible and about God and all these things that happen. And he opens up their hearts and minds to the reading of the scriptures and what happened with Jesus. And that's what Luke is here telling us. This story of walking with God. And now he says, Luke says, it's your turn. It's your turn, brother and sister in Christ, now to walk with God. It's your turn to hear all these things that have happened. It's your turn to hear about Jesus and how Jesus takes upon himself your sins, your griefs to bear, your problems, your stresses, your sins, because you've committed sin. And Jesus takes away that sin on the cross. It's a time. It's time not just to talk to God. It's a time to listen to him. And it's a time to tell him, God, you know, my life isn't going the best. There's people that are after me, want to do me away. You know, God, I'm suffering. I'm suffering a financial breakdown. I'm suffering a broken bone. I'm suffering a broken life. God, would you hear me? You know, the Apostle Paul, remember the Apostle Paul? In 2 Corinthians, it's interesting in chapter 10, Paul is asking the Lord to take the thorn out of his flesh. Theologians have tried to surmise what that thorn was, and nobody can come up with a correct diagnosis. But he's entreating the Lord three times to take this thorn out of his flesh. And God comes back to him and says, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. So God's power is made perfect in our weakness. As we suffer those things, as we contemplate those things that happen, because as we hear God, we hear his message of hope. We hear the message of hope that's poured out into our hearts and lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as Paul writes in the fifth chapter of his book to the Romans, that hope will not disappoint us because it's poured out within us by God's power to give us hope, to give us something to stand on, to give us a future, to give us encouragement in our lives. Because this God has a plan. And he has a plan for our lives. As he says in Jeremiah, I have plans for you. Plans not to harm you, but plans to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. That's our gracious God. He gives us hope and he gives us a future. And it's this hope and this future that Christ is sharing with those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. As he shares with him the scriptures and how this Christ was born to suffer, to die, and to rise again for the salvation of all, so that we would be strengthened to face life's journey, to face the venture that we're on. Yeah, we've got a hill to climb. We've got a road to walk on. We've got curves in our lives. We've got potholes. We've got times that distress us. We've got times that lift us up. But all the times that we have, we walk with God. We walk with Him as He takes our hand and walks with us through this barren land as we face the joys and the sorrows, as we face the triumphs and defeats, as we face those victories, and as we face the joys that come to us. Just last week, we found out our granddaughter, our oldest grandchild, Holly, was welcomed in. They're going to have a welcoming ceremony, but she is going to be a member of the National Honor Society, a 16-year-old sophomore who was very astute in her education during this pandemic and was able to achieve a 3.97 grade point average. A joy! But then, you know, there's the defeats. Her other grandfather, Joe, died just a couple months ago. And so she's going through that joy and the sorrow, the victory, and the defeat, and all of those wrapped up in together, just like we do. We face those triumphs, and we face those victories. We face those dark days. But we all face them through the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord, who suffered for us, who rose again, who gives us the victory over sin, death, and the devil. Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen.